It won't be the last time that you'll be up here with
right.
us, but it's the first last time.
Right, as superintendent.
As superintendent. Yeah. And I never thought that would happen.
Yeah. As I said to the board, I always want to be remembered as the retired Lowndes County superintendent. Because one of them asked me, did I ever have any plans to go and seek a superintendency somewhere else? And I don't. I want to be known as a retired Lowndes County superintendent. I may help somebody out in an interim position, but that would be all.
Doc, what made you decide this was the year?
I have a philosophy that there are term limits for a reason. I always felt like that 8 to 10 years is the max that anybody needs to stay as the head person in any organization, whether it be the superintendent, whether it be the principal, whether it be the CEO. You know, I just feel like I've accomplished a lot with the help of so many people in our system. The teamwork that I see here, you know, is the epitome of teamwork, and I am most appreciative of that. I am grateful for the opportunity to have come here. The people have been wonderful to me. The system has been wonderful to me. But I think it's time to step aside. I've got some other things I want to do in life, you know, other than just be a superintendent. I want to travel. I want to teach. I want to read. You know, there's just so much to do out there that I can't do, you know, with the schedule of a superintendent.
Maybe play a little guitar?
Play a little guitar, play a little golf, fish, hunt. Stuff like that that has been limited because of the demands on my schedule as being the superintendent. But, you know, there's just so much more I want to do. I want to spend more time with grandchildren. We now have 3 grandchildren, and we had our youngest one with us tonight. It was her first football game. And, you know, once you become a grandfather, you know, it's a little bit different. You realize the importance of spending time with those children. And unfortunately, our grandchildren don't live in this area. They live in Savannah and South Carolina, across the river. So we have to travel about three hours to be able to see them. So
I guess that's where I'm fortunate. I had 2 of my granddaughters here tonight in their cheerleader outfits, and just had a new grandson born last week. And
well, congratulations!
And they're all up in Macon right now. He'll be released from the hospital hopefully Monday or Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
And
that
he's
good.
Anxiously waiting to wear his. The next generation.
The crimson.
He's got a onesie ready to put on that says the next generation of Vikings.
Right, right.
Doc, I want to ask you, in the years that you've been superintendent, what would you say would be your greatest accomplishment?
Well, it's not any accomplishment that I've made, but I think our greatest accomplishment is improving student achievement, improving the morale of the system. Now, we have been challenged in the last 3 years due to the financial crisis, but I think the morale is much better than it was when I came. It's unfortunate that we've had to deal with some adversity with the financial circumstances here lately. But I would say those two things. But, you know, looking at it more specifically, I guess the thing that I'm most proud of is Lowndes High School. Lowndes High School is the flagship of our school system. And in order for me to accomplish some of the things I wanted to accomplish, I had to use some of the people who were already here, who were wonderful people, but also had to bring some other people in that have made a world of difference. And those people working together with true teamwork has really resulted in the progress that the school system has made. And it expands further than that. This community has such a sense of pride in it that my wife has said on so many occasions that we wish that we had had the opportunity for our children to have been raised in the Valdosta Lowndes community and attend the Lowndes County school system.
Well, Doc, is there anything that you wish you could, that you or the school system in a whole could have accomplished that didn't get accomplished?
I guess the only thing that I could tell you right now, and I don't think this means a whole lot other than it obviously does to people out there that aren't knowledgeable about it, but you know, the year in 2007, I think, and 9, when all the schools made AYP, that was a sense of pride. We were recognized in 2007 as a system of distinction, and you can only be recognized once every 5 years. But you know, just that AYP, complete AYP system-wide, that would have meant something. But I will say this, as I tell our principals and our staff at schools that don't make AYP, I am proud of what they do. It doesn't mean that they're not a successful school or a successful teacher, if they don't make AYP, they still work hard. But I guess having that kind of seal of approval from the federal government that all of your schools have made adequate yearly progress, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, will you come back and visit with us again later in the year?
I certainly will, Wes. You know I will. Once a Viking, always a Viking.
Always. Always a Viking. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Wes.
And I was getting my signals from my partner down here, and we're sure glad you were with us. And we'll see you in just a little bit. We'll be right back after this. We're taking a three-minute break. You are listening to the Barry Broom State. Barry Broom.
All-State.
All-State. Halftime report right here on the Lions Eye Football Radio Network, where the Vikings lead 17 to nothing at halftime. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report. When you think insurance, think Barry Broom and the All-State Insurance. Remember, you're in good hands with All-State. Bill Osborne along with Wes James, Marty Rogers, and Taylor Biddle back here at Martin Stadium as our Vikings lead 17 to nothing here at halftime. And, guys, I got Taylor and Marty with me up here in the booth. What have you seen the first half?
Well, Bill, I've seen our defense play extremely good up front. Our defensive line is really controlling the line of scrimmage. And, I think we'll go over the stats in a minute. It's unbelievable how well they've played. Offensively, we moved the ball. You know, I refer to it in my questions there with Coach Mack. We moved the ball. We just haven't been able to finish a lot of drives. I think we've left a lot of points on the field. We've missed the field goal. We ended there on the 2-yard line. I don't know who it is coming off that left side, but every time we try to throw it, they've got somebody coming off their left side, our right side, getting pressure on Lance, and he's tucking it and I think pulling out a little quick, but we've got to get that under control, and we've got to finish our drives, and we should have a lot more points on the board.
How's the players' morale down on the sideline?
Surprisingly, a little frustrated. I think coming out with the lightning delay, they came out a little slow, maybe not quite geared up, ready for the game. You know, they're used to running out of the tunnel with the band playing, and none of that happened. They got off to a little slow start. We put some points on the board. But they know we've left points out there, and they know that we could have played better. And you can tell there's a little frustration on the field, and just it's been kind of flat a little bit down there. And I hope to see maybe – I will tell you this. I have never seen, I don't think, Randy McPherson as animated as he's been. He was pretty animated in the scrimmage, was a miss last week, but he was extremely animated this year, this first half. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact he is coaching the defense. With Randy Hill being gone, he is very active in that defense. He's very vocal. He's very fired up. And I think that that hopefully he can get in there in that halftime. I bet it's a pretty spirited conversation going on in there right now because he was not happy at the end of that first half.
I imagine. Taylor, what's your take on the first half?
Yeah, I've got to echo a lot of what Marty's saying. I think up front we've pretty much controlled both sides of the ball. Rushing, you know, we seem to move the ball really well. We just have trouble when we get towards the end of the drive. I mean, we have scored a couple times, but we have left some points on the board. And, you know, our secondary's been tested a little bit. Josh Clemens made the good, almost acrobatic catch. But they haven't really had time to sit in the pocket and throw against us, and that's due to our defensive line. Offensively, I think we just got to continue the rhythm that we're starting the drive with. You know, we're starting the drive, getting some first downs, but we get inside about the 30-yard line, and we've had a little bit of trouble. I think we'll get that corrected. I think we'll come out strong in the second half, and we'll put some points on the board.
All right. Let's give you our halftime stats. Thank you to our halftime sponsor, Barry Broom, an All-State Insurance. And the halftime stats read like this. Vikings lead 17 to nothing. First downs, the Vikings with 11 and the Falcons with 1. Rushing tonight, Lions has 28 carries for 177 yards, while the Falcons have 13 carries for a minus 2. Passing tonight, Vikings 8 of 13 for 87 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, while the Falcons are 1 of 5 for no yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Total plays on the half, the Vikings with 41, the Falcons with 18. Total offense so far for the Vikings in the first half, 264 yards, with the Falcons a minus 2. Fumbles tonight, Vikings have held on to the ball, no fumbles, while the Falcons have fumbled once, losing that. Penalties tonight, pretty evenly matched. The Vikings with 5 penalties for 35 yards. The Falcons with 4 penalties for 35 yards. The Vikings have not punted tonight, while the Falcons have punted three times for an average of 27.6 yards per punt. The leading rusher for us tonight is number one, and that is Mike Moore, 11 carries for 94 yards. The leading receiver, number 15, Raekwon Randall, one catch for 32 yards. And the leading rusher for the Falcons, number five, Perry Seldon, he's got two carries for 10 yards. That's your first half stats brought to you by Barry Broom Insurance. We'll be right back after this two-minute break for the second half. You're listening to the Barry Broom Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
They are waiting on the referee signal, and he blows that whistle and says, kick that football, and the second half is underway. High end over end kick. Williams takes it at the 3. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a hole, but 30. He's outside at the 40. He's headed down the sideline, cuts back inside. One man grabs him and pulls him down, but not before he gets to their 49. No, they say down to the 47-yard line. A 50-yard return.
What a great return right up the alley over there on the right sideline, down on the Pebblebrook sideline. One player to break, and he would have gone all the way to the house.
So Vikings will take over first and 10 at their 47-yard line after a 50-yard kickoff return.
Got a new quarterback checking in the game.
Garrett Fuller, I watched him warm up. Garrett Fuller's in at quarterback. Clemens at wing back on the far side. Mike Moore near side. D. Daniels in at fullback. Two tight ends for our Vikings. Five-man front for Pebblebrook. Moore in motion. Give it to Clemens on the counter. He drops it, picks it up, and falls down on the ball, and we'll lose 1, 2, 3, 4 yards back to our 49-yard line.
Hey, guys, I'll give you a little update. Lance Gerald is actually in the corner down here with his dad. Helmet off. He's down there with Pipolo and the doctor. Looks like they're kind of looking at him like maybe it could be a possible concussion. They're kind of doing the eye test on him. So it looks like maybe he's going to be out the second half.
Fuller. Under center. Clemens in motion. Again, give it to Clemens around. He's got a hole behind one man, too. Grabs that big, big running back. Number 61, Larry Scarborough. Puts his hand on his jersey, runs behind him as he gets 4, 5, 6 of those yards back. It will be 3rd and 8 from their 45-yard line. 10:58 to go here in the third quarter, leading it 17-0.
Just to finish that, Wes, he looks okay. He's smiling. He's walking around. Everything looks okay, but he doesn't appear to be coming back in.
Fuller, under center, double tight end, five-man front, three linebackers, Moore in motion. Give it to Moore around the right side. He's getting to the corner, turns, dances, spins back inside. They grab him as he tries to cut inside. As it gets down to the 41-yard line, he'll get 4 yards on the carry, and Bill, is going to be 4th and about 4 from there.
Again, a situation, Vikings in a 3rd down, can't pick up the 1st down. That time, Mike Moore, it looked like he had the corner. Now, he was running away from us, but it looked like he had the corner out there, and then he stutter-stepped to try and come inside, and when he did, the defense closed down on him, and he was not able to get enough yards for the 1st down.
We're going to do something we hadn't done all night. Matt McEnstein is in to punt. Back deep to receive is number 7, Antonio Pass, and it looks like 2, Harris,
yep,
on the far side. McEnstein standing at our 45-yard line. There's a snap. Nice kick, end over end. Signal fair catch, bounces, and Tyler Vanderzanden down there to down it on the 10-yard line.
Both punt returners had waved it off, a 31-yard punt. They had waved it off thinking it was just going to bounce and roll into the end zone. Took a little wedge shot and bounced backwards. Tyler Vanderzanden there to snatch it out of the air and bring it down at the 10-yard line. So Pebblebrook will start their first drive of the second half at their own 10-yard line.
C.J. Goodman brings the play in from the sidelines. 9:38 to go here in the third. Harris in the backfield, splits his receiver, slides a man in the slot on the home side of the field. Five-man front for our Vikings, two linebackers under center. Man in motion, gives it to Harris over the left side, and he jumps in there hard and picks up 2, maybe 3 yards as he fights his way out to the 13-yard line. Second and seven from there.
Matt Frazier made a great heads-up tackle, just drove right through the chest of the ball carrier, and he only picks up about 3 yards.
9:14 to go here in the third. 17-0 Vikings lead it. We were under a 46-minute lightning delay getting this game started. Again, Goodman goes under center. Splits his receivers, puts a man in the slot on the home side, brings a man in motion towards us. Again, gives it to Harris. No, he's got the ball. Open field. And we have to run him down from behind as he busts it all the way up to the 42-yard line. I thought he'd give it to Harris. Didn't see him pull it back out as he come around.
Well, they've been crashing the middle. And this time, quarterback C.J. Goodman just keeps the ball, sprints out around the right-hand side, and the Viking defense had crashed in, and there was nobody there but the safeties. And thanks to the speed of Tyquan Lane, we're able to make the tackle.
First and 10 all the way out to the 42-yard line.
That was a 27-yard gain on that play, guys.
Wow.
Right up the middle.
Biggest run for the Falcons tonight. Goodman now back in the shotgun. Receiver far side, the man in the slot on the far side. Tied into the near side. Man in motion. Keeps it. Pitches out. And Matt Frazier gets a hand on him, stops him, holds him up long enough for our defense to close, and he'll get maybe a half a yard, if that, on the far side of the field.
Yeah, Matt Frazier had a good beat on him, but he couldn't quite make the tackle, but he did the next best thing, and that's hold it up, wait on your friends to get there. They did, made a great tackle.
Second and 10, 8:16 to go here in the third. Hot, muggy night here at Martin Stadium after all that rain.
Thought Austin finally got on the board, guys. 7-5.
So with one score, they take the lead, though.
That's right.
Two receivers near side, one far side, a man in the slot, Goodman in the shotgun with Harris to his right in the backfield. Man in motion. Drops back. Harris, busted play at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get up to the line of scrimmage and get maybe a yard or two. It's going to be third and 8 from somewhere around their 44-yard line.
Yeah, their running back, Tyler Parnum, was coming across. He was a little bit late and got in front of the quarterback as he tried to make that run up the middle. Slowed him up, and then our defense was there and able to make a great tackle. Minor equipment problem. It looks like with Tyquan Lang, they've got that straightened out.
Evans and Hammack at linebackers. Drops back, looks, throws out, and the receiver spins, falls down, and it was a little timing play, and Goodman overthrew him down at the 40, and they will have to punt the football.
So Viking defense again stands tall.
And you see Fuller with the hat on. And it is Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams. Williams on the near side. Both of them on the 25. Goodman to punt from his 32. That's where he's standing. High and over end punt. Williams takes it at the 23, up to the 25. The 30 still on his feet. Slips by away from one man. Nope, that's as far as he's going to go. And a flag comes in at the 33-yard line.
That's one of those flags you wonder if there's a late hold right there or either a face mask, because it was right there at the pile.
33-yard punt on that punt for the Falcons.
Thank you, guys. I wanted to interrupt you real quick just to y'all. I know y'all give a lot of shout-outs, a lot of hellos. I do want to say hello to Cole Parker, listening all the way up in Ithaca, New York, to us tonight.
Up there at Cornell University.
Cole Parker, the gunslinger.
It was a block in the back, so that'll put the ball all the way back to our 22-yard line. So that's where we'll start. First and 10 from our 22. Fuller brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Double tight end. So they've got 8 guys up in the box. Man in motion. Give it to Daniels. Up the middle. Look at him. Spin and squirt. Get on his feet, Bill. Look at the big fullback rumble across the 35, the 40, the 45, and they haul him down at the 47-yard line.
Great run by by D. Daniels.
Yeah, we got an update from Marty. Says that Lance just got his bell rung a little bit. He's it's not a concussion, but they're just keeping him out for precautionary reasons.
First and 10 out to the 47-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Bergman in motion. Give it to Clemens on the counter. Comes around, cuts back inside as he tried to get outside. And he will pick up about 7 yards down to their 45-yard line. Should be second and 2 from there with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter, leading it 17-0. Ball control offense. We've seen what Garrett Fuller did last week up at South Gwinnett when he came in and ran the traditional wing tee. Five-man front, corners up tight, linebackers up tight. Clemens in motion, again to Clemens around the left side. Cuts back against the grade. He's across the 40. He'll have the first down, down at the 37.5-yard line. That offensive line has just bowed their necks and said, hey, defense wins you ball games. An offense wins you ball games. Defense wins you championships. But the offensive line is the one that carries you to the promised land.
They're showing it here on this drive, too.
Bergman at fullback. Fuller, ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Gives it to Bergman right up the middle. To Dees right up the middle. He gets down close to the 31-yard line.
D. Daniels, again, just going in behind the middle of that big offensive line. And just great big holes there.
It'll be second and 4 from the 31. Clemens comes out. Bergman goes in. Mike Morton wing back on the near side. Tied into the far side. Heavy right is what it looks like. Bring a man in motion. They give it to Bergman around the left side. He cuts the corner.
First down.
And they'll run him out of bounds about the 26-yard line, as Bill said. That is a
first down Vikings. There you go, Hub.
.503 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings 17, Pebblebrook nothing. Fuller checks the play, slides under center. Now goes back to a traditional tight, double tight end set. Man in motion towards us. Fuller drops back, looks. Play, no.
Moore still up.
And he give it to Moore. Good play action. Give it to Moore on the counter. I thought it was going to be a pass play. But Mike Moore had the football. Very reminiscent of what Corey Franklin used to do when you couldn't see who he gave it to. That's an 8-yard carry. It's going to be second and 8. The ball down at the 23-yard line.
Great job by Moore keeping his feet moving. Initial contact around the line of scrimmage.
There's a snap. Gives it to Bergman on the counter. Around the left side. Stricks down the sideline. Touchdown, Nick Bergman.
I see you, Nick Bergman.
I don't know if he was touched on that play, guys. That was just great blocking up front by our offensive line.
And how long a run was that there, Tyler?
That was, what, 18?
18-yard touchdown run.
Guys, on that drive, 2 minutes, 41 seconds, 78 yards, 7 carries, all of them were runs, 3 first downs, 18-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman.
Mac McIntyre on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. 4:19 to go. Vikings lead it 24-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. In Martin Stadium, Mac McIntyre set to kick off. 4:19 to go here in the third. Vikings lead it 24-0. The Falcons back deep to receive. Harris on the far side. And that's where the ball goes.
Nice kick.
They take it at the 1, up to the 5, the 10, 15. Comes near side looking for a hole. Gets out to the 20. And number 21, Nick Bergman, who just scored the touchdown, took a flying leap and took his legs out from under him at the 30.
That was, I won't say a touchdown-saving tackle, but that was a great tackle by Nick Bergman. Probably kept him from picking up at least another 10 yards.
29-yard return on that kickoff. And timeout. We'll take a 30-second break.
We'll stay right here.
Okay. You're right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll stay right here for this break. Want to remind everybody about the Lowndes Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. Something else going on at Austin's Cattle Company on September 1st is the Valdosta Seminole Club meeting. And that'll be at 7 o'clock, also at Austin's Cattle Company. And doing this for my friend Stickman, the president of our Valdosta Seminole Club. And we'll have former Florida State coach Coach Jim Gladden as our keynote speaker. So be sure and come out 7 o'clock at Austin's Cattle Company on September 1st. That'll be at 7 o'clock, and they're going to give away two tickets to the first game.
All righty. Taylor's got some scores for us quickly.
We've got 13-5 across town. Tift 1, 41-0. Colquitt is losing 19-10. Ware 20-14 over Coffey.
All righty. Goodman goes under center, tied into the near side of the field. Got a man in motion. They give it to, that is Perry Seldon over the left side. He'll pick up a yard, maybe two, as they started first and 10 from their 30-yard line, so give him 2 yards. Second and 8 from the 32.
Well, the Viking offense able to put some points up here early in the second half. We need to continue to do that.
Goodman under center. Ball in the middle of the field. Got a man in motion. Again, nope. He keeps it, starts to pitch out. Keeps the ball. He's off to the races. He is off to the races. It is a foot race as Goodman got hit from behind and fell into the end zone for a Pebblebrook touchdown. And that was one of those busted plays. Great
65 yards or so?
70.
70-yard run. Faked that pitch out. We bit, cut back inside, and we didn't have Taquan Lane to run him down this time.
Well, we had a couple shots at him. I was watching the defender that was trailing him, and I know you have to think about when you're going to try and make that lunge. I think he definitely waited too long to try and make that lunge, and Goodman just ran away from him after somewhere around this the 25 or 30-yard line.
Pebblebrook on to attempt the extra point. There it is. Ball's down. Kick is blocked. They pick it up, running with it, and get knocked down. And with 3:24 to go in the third, it's the Vikings 24, Pebblebrook 6. We'll be back after this.
No, we'll stay here.
Oh, all right.
Guys, on that play there, they only ran two plays. Both of them were runs. 70 yards, only about 40 seconds off the clock there.
And again, when the quarterback was able to keep it and get on the outside, we had guys out there with speed. We just didn't make the right decision when to make that lunge and try and make that tackle. So it's 24-6 now with 3:24 left in the third quarter.
And we'll send Nick Bergman, Jordan Williams, and Taquan Lang back deep to receive. And that got the Pebblebrook crowd excited on the far side of the field.
How important was that last touchdown now for us?
Yes.
Georgia Bridgman get a little fired up, start playing.
A little dancing in the stands over there.
What a great halftime performance by them as well.
Really, on the grease, based on the grease theme.
Eric Menendez set to kick off for the Falcons. Ball on the far hash mark as he kicks towards that south end zone. And that ball will hit, bounce, go out of bounds.
Kicker's pretty much a straight-on kicker.
And we will take over first and 10 on our 35.
The kicker for Pebblebrook, not that traditional as we're used to seeing now, soccer-style kicker. He's pretty much straight on, toe into the ball.
The old toe poke?
Yep.
Josh Clemens in at quarterback now in that option T. In the shotgun, Mike Moore to his left. Two receivers far side, one near side. Six men up close. They give it to Moore around the corner to grab him from behind and pull him down. And we'll lose yardage for the first time. That's one of the few times we have lost yardage on a play, on a running play tonight.
Well, that long run, I'm sure, got the Falcon defense fired up a little bit.
Second and 12.
Just under 3 minutes now left in the third quarter.
Clemens takes a snap. Gives it to Moore. Moore looking for a hole. Gets back to the line of, original line of scrimmage as he picks up 3 yards. And they'll make that third and 8 from the 37. 2:33 to go here in the third quarter, leading 24-6.
Tight end Brandon Bell checks in now.
Clemens in the shotgun, takes the snap, keeps it, rolls, looking, pulls the ball down, starts to run, gets tackled from behind, and he'll lose yardage.
He had Tyler Vanderzanden open as a check down, and he just couldn't get his shoulder squared enough to make the throw.
Well, he'll lose yardage back to the 32-yard line. So it'll be fourth and about 14. Mackenstein in the punt. And we're trying to make sure we got the right personnel on the field.
Matt Frazier checks in.
Yep. Mack standing about the 17, 18-yard line. Pebblebrook back about their 35. There's a snap. He gets it away. Nice, nice kick. Pass takes it, drops it on the ground, and the Vikings have it. The Vikings have it. Pass went to field the ball, lost it, and we have recovered the football at their 32-yard line.
Flag on the play, Wes, right here at the 50-yard line on our sideline. There is a flag.
Let's see what that flag is.
White hat signaling first down, Vikings.
The sideline warning.
Sideline warning.
Guys, a 36-yard punt there recovered by the Vikings.
It appears when the official was running down the sidelines, he hit some of our players, so they swayed through the flag for the sideline warning.
And this crew, I could understand throwing that flag. It's there for the protection of the officials. That's exactly what it's for.
Fuller brings those Warriors to the line of scrimmage. Five-man front, two linebackers up tight, corners up tight, drop off now. Give it to Daniels up the middle. He's grabbed from behind, but not before he crosses the 30 down to about the 27, 28-yard line. Give him 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry.
We're West, inside. This Pebblebrook team is not giving up. They are playing hard, and they're actually taking it to us right this second up front.
We are inside. 1 minute to go here in the third. Double tight end. They're showing blitz up the middle. Give it to Clemens on the counter. Trying to find a hole. Sets back inside as he crosses the 25. He's driven to the carpet really, really hard. And it will be third and a long three from the 25-yard line.
Josh Clemens gets up a little bit gingerly. He took a big shot through the line on that last run. He'll come out and take a break.
And Bergman checks in at wing back. He'll line up on the far side. Moore on the near side. Daniels at fullback. Fuller goes under center. Looks over the defense. Puts a man in motion. And he gives it to Bergman. As he comes around the left side, got a hole. Down the sideline he goes. Nick Bergman. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman.
Guys, Guys, that was a 32-yard drive, 1 minute and 13 seconds off the clock, three plays, all of them running, 25-yard touchdown by Nick Bergman.
And another big hole there by the offensive line, guys. Nick wasn't touched till he got to the goal line.
And just like we did to end the first quarter, we have scored to end the third quarter. Mackenstein on to attempt the extra point. It's down, kicks up, it's good. And as we go to the fourth quarter, it's our Vikings 31, Pebblebrook 6. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. We had a couple while you were gone we could have taken.
LaWanda.
That's okay.
LaWan, how many minutes is left in commercials?
Okay, we'll get them. We'll probably take, like I said, about four or five at the end of the game. And we're just starting the fourth, so we'll get them in.
Back in Martin Stadium, we go to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 31-6. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Taylor Biddle standing between us. Marty Rogers down on the sideline. And Tyler Van Der Zanden set to kick off towards that south end zone. Ball on the near hash mark. Pass. Along with Dominic Cummins. And that's who the ball goes to. Cummins takes it at the three, drops it, picks it up, and it goes out of bounds at the four-yard line.
But after he touched it, so it'll be first down and 10 for the Falcons inside the five-yard line.
Guys, update for you. Josh was walking around just fine. Said he feels good, and he's back in the game.
Last we heard, the Cats were leading Brooks County.
13-5.
13-5. Coffee was trailing, as was Moultrie, and Tifton won their ball game over Locust Grove tonight. Goodman, that long trot from the sidelines. Ball will be on the near hash mark as the Falcons will be going from right to left on your radio dial.
Yeah.
Harris in the backfield. Goodman will go under center. Tied in to the near side. Two receivers to the far side. Goodman takes the ball, gives it to Harris at the line of scrimmage, and they will give him the line, and that's it.
Got an update from across town. 13-11.
Who?
Cat.
Okay.
So they're still leading, but Brooks has scored again.
Getting a little tighter over there.
Second and, well, I know they say he'll lose half a yard, so second and 10.5. The ball inside the five. Again, they send one receiver way to the far side because the ball's on the near hash mark. Put a man out in the slot. Goodman keeps the ball, starts outside, and we grab him up around the hat.
Down.
And they're going to call horse collar because when he tackled him, he reached up and grabbed him by the helmet.
That was all that Tyquan Lang had, though.
Guys, I think his armor was around and had him on the front.
I do, too.
On the breastplate. I do not think he had the helmet, and I think that's what the officials are talking about. From our angle, it looked like he did not have the horse collar.
They're going to call the face mask, though.
And it's going to be a personal foul face mask.
I do not like that call.
It wasn't first down, though. I mean, it was not personal foul.
No, incidental face mask. I'm sorry. Thank you, Taylor. 5 yards. So it will be second and five from the 10-yard line. Move the ball to the far side of the field. About a third of the crowd has thinned out. Here come the Falcons. Goodman now in the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. Keeps it. Pitches out.
Get there.
Loose
get on the
ball. It's on the ground, and we recover it at the four.
Eric Torrey
makes the fumble recovery. Or is that 80?
Looked like 94.
That's 84.
Well, it is 84.
I apologize.
84, Nick Hammett got the recovery.
Yeah, Nick Hammett.
It was Eric Torrey who got the pressure in there and caused the bad pitch. But good play there by Eric Torrey and Nick.
So it'll be first and goal for our Vikings just inside their five-yard line. Fuller, who's going the distance here in the second half, goes under center. Bergman and D. Daniels in the backfield. Double tied in, and there's a flag. And they're counting players. Dead ball, illegal procedure. How can you can't have a legal procedure against?
You have substitution, right?
They had a legal.
He called procedure though.
He signaled procedure, but it wasn't procedure. It was too many men on the field, so half the distance. So it's first and goal from the two. Fuller gives the ball to Bergman around the left side, takes off to the corner, cuts inside, untouched, touchdown.
We got a flag on the play, guys.
There is a flag right in the middle of the field. And from the demeanor of our Vikings, they're thinking that it's against us.
It's a hold. Come bring it back. 10-18 to go here in the ball game, leading 31-6.
Oh, that's not even fair. Bill Osborne just won the cheerleader basket.
All righty, Garrett, under center. Takes a snap right up the middle as D. Daniels gets inside the 10 because they backed us out to the 11-yard line, what was first and goal from there. So it'll be second and goal from the 9.
That's pretty cool.
Taylor, when he turns his head, let's go through it and see if there's anything we want.
Stay out of my basket. Yeah, I won it. It was mine. 7-6-2. It was 7-6-2. I've never won anything.
Well, I can't say that. I can't say that. Fuller, it'll be second and goal from the 8-yard line. 9:40 to go here in the ball game. Mike Moore and D. Daniels in the backfield. They shift. Garrett Keith looked wide open in the end zone. Touchdown number 42. That is
43.
Brandon Bell, the tight end, come off the line of scrimmage. Give it to Mike Moore on a play action. Pulled it out. Roll right. Wide open in the corner of the end zone.
I see you, Brandon Bell.
What a great play action. He hit the ball very nicely. Just dumped it right over to a wide open receiver.
Mac McIntyre on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 9:28 to go in the ball game. Vikings 38. Pebblebrook 6. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. High end over end kick. Picked up at the 10. Drop. Picked up again. There goes the running back to the far side. Still on his feet. Got to the sideline. Turn and spun and come back. And it will be an 11-yard return from the 10 out to the, no, a 5-yard, 6-yard return from the 10 out to the 16. But, boy, he ran a country mile to get it. Marty, give us an update.
Guys, I just found out with 7 seconds left, Colquitt makes a 39-yard field goal, and they're up 20-19.
That's over Madison County. And they're playing that where, Marty?
In Colquitt.
That's over at Colquitt in MacTharp. And they got 7 seconds left, so all they got to do is kick it off.
First and 10 for Pebblebrook out at the 16-yard line on the far side of the field. 9:12 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 38-6. Goodman under center. Man in motion. Play action pass across the middle. Almost picked off by number six. That's Eric Hart. That stops the clock with 9:03 to go. Remind everyone, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin. Coach and I will sit down and talk about this ball game.
Be sure
and
to
then, and then the upcoming ball game. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got a play going.
Goodman splits his receivers. Keeps the back in the backfield, puts the man in motion, drops back, play action, looks, lost it way downfield, overthrows everybody to pass. Intended for number 81, Justin Sims.
Yeah, if you get a chance, go by www.thevikingvoice.com. Stop by and see the entire list of sponsors for this year's Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. And if the opportunity arrives, be sure you stop in, go to their place of business, and thank them for supporting Lounge High football and the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Remember, that's www.thevikingvoice.com.
Got a final from over in Douglas, Georgia. Ware County has beat Coffee 28-21.
Ware's going to be tough this year, guys.
They are. I'm glad they're coming here. Goodman brings two receivers to our side of the field. Now he's got trips to our side, single receiver far side. Keeps Harris in the backfield with him. Takes a snap. Drops straight back. Here comes the rush. Screen pass. And because we were there it so quickly, he had to dump it over the back's head for incomplete. Stops the clock with 8:49 to go. And they'll have to punt the football, make it 4th and 10.
That is a final over in Colquitt. It is now 20-19. Game is over. Colquitt beats Madison County.
Them Cowboys.
Always tough.
They certainly are. Falcons to punt now.
We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. Goodman standing back at his 5.
Jordan
Williams back at the 50. He gets it away. Williams signals fair catch, and we'll take over 1st and 10 from the Pebblebrook 46-yard line.
31-yard punt on that. Jordan Williams fair caught it. Vikings will take over at the 46-yard line. 8:41 to go. Your Vikings are leading 38-6.
I say it about 5 minutes or under, Wes.
Okay. And let's see who is going to. Looks like Clemens. Nope.
Yep,
Clemens will quarterback in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he goes. No quit, and then Pebblebrook Falcons, I'll tell you that, folks, down by 32, and they're still playing like it's nothing.
Josh Clemens is definitely an Iron Man, but I question, would I have him out there? Game kind of in this kind of situation, 38-6, we lead, 8:16 left in the fourth quarter.
Unless you're just trying to get him some reps at quarterback against somebody other than ourselves.
Some live action.
2nd and 10 from the 46-yard line of Pebblebrook. Takes a snap, keeps it right up the middle, sticks it in Mike Moore's belly, pulls it back out, goes over the right side. Down to the 40-yard line, give him a 6-yard carry, and it'll be 3rd and 4 from their 40-yard line. 7:47 to go here in the ball game.
Wes, all eyes were on Josh Clemens carrying the ball, but Tyler Vanderzanden had a great block on Khalid Henderson on that play.
We've not called his name a lot tonight. That's the big boy headed to Tennessee. To the pass out to Bergman. Bergman, little bubble pass, gets by one man, two, still on his feet. He's got the first down to the 34-yard line.
Wes, I'm going to take you back a couple years. I watched Tyler Vanderzanden. Does the name Lee come to mind?
Yes, sir. Lee
Gray. Not Lee Gray. Well, Lee Gray, too, but also Lee Ruiz.
Yes.
He reminds me a lot. He's a fire plug.
First and 10 at their 34-yard line. 7:14 to go in the ball game. Give it to Moore around the right side. Got a hole. It's a 30 down to the 25. And it'll be second and 9 from the 25-yard line.
Great ball fake that time by Josh Clemens. I thought Josh had kept the ball.
Wes, you said second and 9 there, but we got a second and
one. Second and 1. 9-yard carry by Mike Moore.
Again, offensive line doing a great job.
Clemens looks at that four-man front and those three linebackers. Takes a snap. Fakes it to Moore. Oh, and drops it. He stuck it in Moore's stomach, pulled it out, and then dropped the ball and will lose yardage back to about the 27, 28-yard line. Make it third and 4 from there.
Guys, y'all were talking about Josh playing Iron Man and being in a quarterback, and I simply think that fumble was there. It was just due to fatigue. He just simply dropped the ball.
6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Clemens gives it to Moore. Wide open up the field. He goes. Spins, turns, and they won't bring him down until he gets to the 10-yard line. And who was downfield?
Blocking.
Owen blocked.
Caleb Clark.
Number 52.
That was Caleb Clark.
And they'll mark him down on the 10. First and goal at the 10-yard line with 5:54 to go here in the ball game.
Josh Clemens still in at quarterback.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Again, gives it to Moore around the right side. Sees the hole, cuts back inside. Fights his way inside the 5, down to the 4. And it'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line.
You just can't say enough about our offensive line,
you
guys.
Sure
they
can.
Are just opening up hole after hole after hole. And our running backs aren't getting touched till they're 3 or 4 yards downfield every play.
I'll tell you what, it looks like IHOP out there. There's so many pancakes going down.
You got to have one every week, don't you?
He's been saving that one, obviously. I think he had that one planned.
You missed the Walmart hold last week.
Clemens takes a snap, gives it to Moore over the right side. 10 spins, turns. He's at the goal line, and it'll be third and goal from probably the half-yard line.
Just short of getting over across the goal line. That'll be third and goal inside the 1.
As we slip inside, 5 minutes to go here in the ball game.
This is the situation we wanted, y'all. Coach McPherson was not happy last week when we couldn't punch it in from the 1. Here we are, 3rd and 1. You know he wants to go right up the middle and punch it in.
Same thing going into halftime, too.
Clemens will take the snap, standing at the 5. Gives it to Mike Moore right up the middle. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore.
Untouched, guys, untouched. He walked in.
Jason Crum on to the long snapper, Mackenstein, to kick that extra point. Garrett Fuller to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 4:16 to go. Vikings lead at 45-6. We'll be back after this 60-second break. We kick it off. Harris takes it at the 10, returns it out to the 20, where he is tackled there. Vikings lead at 45-6 with 4:02 to go in the ball game.
Guys, that last drive, 4 minutes and 25 seconds, 46 yards, 9 plays, 8 of them were runs, 1 of them was passed, 2 first downs, and about a 2-yard touchdown run?
1-yard plunge, 1 yard. Yes.
With a victory tonight, Coach Randy McPherson has had his 100th win as a Viking. His record at Lowndes stands at 118, and he now has an overall record of 171 and 20, 171 wins, 27 losses, and 15 years as a head coach. The Viking Touchdown Club invites all Vikings to attend the Touchdown Club on Monday night and the coaches show on Tuesday night to help celebrate Coach McPherson's 100th victory. The Touchdown Club meets at 7:30 p.m. in the Media Center of Lowndes High School, and the coaches show begins at 6:45 at Austin's Restaurant and Austin's Cattle Company. They give it to number 22 around the right side. He's up to the 20. Got a hole down the sidelines. He goes. And number 29, that is Chris Hill, pulls him down as he gets a first down out across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
We have all second-team defense in now, Wes.
As number 31 here, Brandon Roberts, who's had a pretty good game tonight receiving, is now in at corner. And he reminds you of number 7 from last year, Kenny Durden, out there, don't he? He looks a good-looking athlete.
Yeah, that he does.
Guys, we got an update from across town. The Wildcats are leading 20-11 over Brooks County Trojans.
Goodman in the shotgun, a man in motion. He keeps it around the right side. We get a hand on him, and he'll pick up about 5 yards as he crosses the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Bill, I guess now we can start talking about next week's matchup as McEachern comes to town. Boy, what a big, big win they had over North Gwinnett in the Corky Kell Classic Saturday. Tomorrow will be a week ago. They're off tonight. And, of course, I saw their coaches across the way as they were here scouting our Vikings. And, boy, they're bringing a very potent offense to Martin Stadium next Friday night.
Yep, we'll talk about that Tuesday night at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show at Austin's Cattle Company.
Goodman with a 2nd and 4 takes a snap, gives to Sheldon around the right, left side, got a hole, slips by one man, two, cuts back, and he has a first down as he crosses the 50, the 45, the 40, all the way down to the 36-yard line.
Clock continues. It'll stop on the first down, but 2:16 left in the ball game. As I said, Vikings now playing all junior varsity, a lot of sophomores out there on the field getting some playing time.
Clock's running. Our guys against their first team. Goodman goes under center now. Receiver to the far side. Slides the man out in the slot. Puts the man in motion towards their side. If he'll gives it to Harris. Nope, he keeps it. And we hit him at the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up a yard. The 2nd and 9 just outside our 35-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to go now. The Vikings leading it 45-6.
Want to remind our listeners at the end of the ball game, we'll keep it right here as Marty will get a few words with Coach McPherson. And I tell you what, we took a break. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back at Martin Stadium after the timeout. The Falcons ball, it'll be 2nd and 9. And like I said, stay here after the final tick of the clock, and Marty will have a few words with Coach McPherson. We'll get maybe an update on Lance Jarrell.
Goodman, under center, man in motion, drops back looking. Oh, we get a hand on him. He gets away from one man, stops, just slings the ball downfield. It's up in the air. Everybody runs together, and the official back there in the back says no. Pebblebrook wanted pass interference. Who got a hand on him out there, fellas?
Is that 44? Number 44. That is Jeff Phillips from the defensive end spot. Slung him around, just couldn't make the tackle.
3rd and 9. Want to talk real quickly about one of old hang time. Jed Solomon made, he walked on to Troy,
Troy University.
And made the travel squad as a freshman. Goodman takes the snap, drops back. Under pressure. A little screen pass to Harris. This time it works. First time all night. Still on his feet. Spins.
Fumble.
Ball
fumble.
Comes out. And they recover at the 15-yard
actually
line.
Actually pick up 2 more yards after the fumble. Yeah, one of the things that if you come to thevikingvoice.com, we have a page there that we keep up with our alumni from Lowndes High School as they are playing at the college level. Now, I haven't made any updates on who's playing and where yet because a lot of that's still undecided. But they've got their information there, and we'll be able to put that information up there for you probably in the next week, as most colleges will kick off here in about 7 days.
Goodman slides under center, put a man in motion, drops back, play action, throws across the middle, catch made. Oh, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown pass from Goodman to Cravens, number 34. And, Bill, let's take a 30-second break as the officials call timeout. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 45-12, 53 seconds to go, waiting on Pebblebrook. They call a timeout before they attempted the extra point. Not sure why they did that.
I don't see a kicker going on the field, guys.
They're probably going to go for two. Maybe get a little practice themselves on running a two-point conversion. Vikings will improve to 2-0 on the year. Pebblebrook will drop to 0-1. Looking for the two-point conversion, and it is no good. There's a flag thrown from one of the back judges.
The receiver was there for the Falcons. That was number 5, Perry Seldon. Just the ball a little bit overthrown off the fingertips. Holding on the defense.
So they'll have the distance, and they'll try it again.
One of the things we haven't done tonight, Wes, is thank Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road, Charlie Cruz and his group, for providing nuggets and sweet tea up here for the press box every home game. Thank you to Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road.
Here come the Falcons again to attempt that two-point conversion. C.J. Goodman under center. Heavy right, give it to Harris. Harris hit at the line of scrimmage. They say he got in. And with 53 seconds to go, it's our Vikings 45, Pebblebrook 14. We'll take a 60-second break right back after this. All righty, back here at Martin Stadium, we got some new guys back deep. That is Romel Morrison, Deshaun Folsom, and I don't see the 30. Can't make it out on the far side of the field. Thanks, Tevin Brown.
35.
Carlos Martin, right?
Nope, Francisco Garcia. And it goes to Deshaun Folsom. He returns it all the way out to the 30-yard line.
Folsom returns the kickoff to the 30-yard line.
Stops the clock with 43 seconds to go.
What do we got?
Not sure which quarterback they're sending in right now. That's Seth Carlo is coming in at quarterback.
Seth had a great performance in the JV game last night. Threw two touchdown passes.
Got Morrison in at running back. And he gives it to Morrison right up the middle. Plunges ahead. And there's 37 seconds to go in the ball game. Coach Randy McPherson picks up his 100th win here at Lowndes. There goes Seth waiting on the snap. High snap. Gives it to running back around the right side up to 35. They haul him down. Keeps him in bounds, and that's going to be the last play of the ball game.
That was Garcia again.
Vikings go to 2-0 on the year. Pebblebrook drops to 0-1. Vikings win it 45-14.
We'll keep it here just a minute as we wait on Marty to find Coach McPherson. Get a few words here to end the game, and when we get that, we'll take a little break, come back, give you our final thoughts and final stats of tonight's ball game as the Vikings win 45-14 over the Falcons of Pebblebrook High School.
I want to remind everybody.
Guys, great game by our Vikings there. Wanted to ask, y'all want me to try to get Coach Mack before or after the alma mater?
After. He always seems to do better doing it after.
I tell you what, in the meantime, let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Coach McPherson. Vikings win 45-14 right here on the Viking Network. 99.5 Kicks Country.
Let's go down on the field with Marty Rogers and Coach Randy McPherson.
Not ready yet.
Nope. Okay.
It's like he's stopped and talked to somebody else.
I want to remind you of the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin's. Coach Mack and I'll sit down and talk about his 100th win tonight and about the upcoming match with McEachern, a team ranked number 5 in the state. They did not play tonight. They were here watching us. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you saw the Corky Kell Classic, you saw a great football game between North Gwinnett and McEachern. And they'll be here next Friday night here within the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show at 7, kickoff at 8 o'clock. And I tell you, that's going to be an old-fashioned slobber knocker right there because they are the real deal. Taylor?
I think Marty's just about getting ready. Coach Mack's got a big group of people around him wanting to congratulate him for his 100th win.
And still being interviewed by some folks. And
yeah, McEachern's going to be a tough matchup coming up next week. We'll get into more of that on Tuesday night.
But they
put together a long drive there at the end of the game.
I'm here with Coach Mack. I hate to interrupt you. Coach Mack, congratulations on the big victory there. You were obviously a little frustrated going into halftime, but your kids came out and played great second half. What do you have to say about the second half?
We played hard, you know. Offense got going. Defense played good. We got to play a ton of kids, so it was a real good night for our team.
Coach, offensively, we talked there before half that we weren't finishing drives, and you feel like we left some points on the field. But second half, I think you scored on every drive except the first, and the offense played really good that second half. What did you tell them at halftime? What did y'all change?
You know, we really didn't change the game plan, you know. Lance Carroll, he took a little shot to the head at some point in time that last drive before halftime, and we didn't realize it. He kind of busy.
Is he going to be okay?
I'm sure he will, but, you know, he was. We just felt it'd be best we held him out. He went in there, I guess he got his bell rung.
Coach, we talked about the play of the offensive line before the game, how they did good last week. They did good again tonight, opened up several holes. What do you have to say about that group?
Marty, congratulate.
It's a special group, you know. They definitely wore a Pebblebrook down.
Coach, last question for you. I got to ask you, that was your 100th victory as a Lounge High Viking coach. How good does it feel, and how exciting is it to get here at home in front of the Lounge fans?
I'll tell you what, we love the Lounge fans, and you know, it was a big win, but it's a team effort.
Well, congratulations, Coach.
All righty, that's Coach Randy McPherson. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, Bill Osborne will have stats for you. We'll take a 5-minute break, come back, and wrap this thing up here from Martin Stadium, where our Vikings have defeated Pebblebrook 45-14. We'll be back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have beat Pebblebrook 45-14 to go to 2-0 on the year. Coach Randy Mack's 100th victory. And the Touchdown Club invites you to come out to the Media Center on Monday night at 7:30 to help celebrate his 100th victory. And we invite you to come to the Coaches Show also on Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company at 6:45 to celebrate this great milestone achievement by Coach Randy McPherson. Bill?
Final stats tonight. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union and our post-game sponsor, Coach Dice and his staff from the middle schools, from Lowndes Middle School and from Pine Grove Middle School, compile these each and every week right here at the game. And final stats tonight, Vikings win 45-14. First downs, the Vikings with 16 and the Falcons with 5. Rushing tonight, the Vikings 55 carries, 338 yards, while the Falcons had 27 carries for 150 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 12 of 16 for 101 yards, one touchdown and no interceptions, while the Falcons were 3 of 12 for 35 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions. Total plays for the Vikings, 71. Total plays for the Falcons, 39. Total offense for the Vikings, 439 yards, 185 yards for the Falcons. Fumbles tonight, the Vikings dropped the ball twice but did not lose them. while the Falcons fumbled four times, losing three of them. They were penalized nine times for 61.5 yards, the Vikings were, as the Falcons were penalized six times for 52 yards. Punting tonight, the Vikings punted twice for 35.5 yards, while the Falcons punted five times for 28.8 yards. Leading rusher for the Vikings, number one. Well, I'll give you the leading rusher for the Falcons. That was number one, and that was C.J. What was this? I have it, lost it right in front of me here. C.J. Goodman, and he had 11 carries for 109 yards and one touchdown. And their leading receiver, number two, Santorinus Harris, had one catch for 20 yards. For the Vikings, our leading rusher, number one, Mike Moore, had 20 carries for 145 yards and a touchdown. And our leading receiver, number 15, Raekwon Randall, one catch for 32 yards. But notably, number 21, Nick Bergman, had five carries on the night for 53 yards, two touchdowns and one two-point conversion. And receiving, he had five catches for 27 yards. So what a great night by Nick Bergman. Not the leading rusher or leading receiver, but my goodness, that's some big, big numbers from Nick Bergman.
It sure is. And Bill, looks like everybody's just kind of skedaddled out of here. Taylor had to go. Marty, your final thoughts.
I'm listening, guys, and my final thoughts are a great game by the Vikings. We said at halftime we felt like we left points on the field at half, a little sloppy. Probably had a lot to do with the lightning delay. But they came out that second half and just controlled the line of scrimmage and played a great ball game. The offensive line, again, just I can't say it enough. They're very impressive this year, playing very well as a unit. And our backs are hitting the holes, and we look good. Guys, we got a big week this week. We got a lot to do to prepare. We've got a great team coming in here next Friday night that I watched in the Dome last week. And it ought to be a very, very good game.
It's going to be an excellent ball game, Bill.
Yeah, final thoughts tonight. Again, disappointment in not being able to execute offensively when we really needed to. Now, we corrected a lot of that in the second half, but we cannot afford against a team like we're going to face next week to give them opportunities, and that's truly what it was. Against a better team, we gave away opportunities to score. We gave them life. When you can put your foot on somebody and just grind them into the field, you got to do it. And it sounds kind of harsh, but we've got to have that killer mentality, and unfortunately, we haven't quite gotten there yet. We are playing, as the old saying goes, running on all eight cylinders. We're probably running on seven. And we need to find that killer instinct, get those short yardage situations, and put points on the board and not give the opposing team an opportunity to get back in, both physically and emotionally. Outside of that, very pleased.
Yes, one of the two toughest teams that we're going to play outside of our region schedule will be here Friday night. That is McEachern when they come into town. Of course, the other is Ware County. Big victory tonight. Randy McPherson, 100 wins here at Lowndes High School. Vikings win it 45-14 behind the great play of the Sons of Thunder, that offensive line, and our very talented offensive lineman with skills, our long snapper, Jason Crum.
That's it. Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
It is goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Tatel Biddle, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.